What the fuck?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's this?
That's your orgy of chords down there, friend. Man, the studio's a mess. What's become of your organizational skills?
What do you mean, man? It's fine.
I feel like
it's,
you gave them
a... It's fine. A corgi. I liked that one. Colby's not impressed. He's probably because he's too mad about the whole microphone still broke thing.
No, I'm more mad about the headphone thing.
What's wrong with your headphones,
it's
man?
It's really hard to get this thing back on.
Well, why'd it come off?
I don't know. I blame your wife.
Okay, that's probably fair, because I don't touch that stuff, so...
Hooker.
Does that sound like my headphones are quieter than they should be?
Do I have this on right?
I also blame my wife. That's much better. Oh, my God. Thank you. Now I can hear myself, and I don't hear so much room noise.
Yeah,
which is
I don't
what I was
hear
before.
Shit.
Turn yours up.
Why are they so low?
They shouldn't be. I don't know why anyone would touch
happened?
The knobs, man.
What happened, man?
Nothing's happened.
So much shit. So much fucking shit. I'm still mad at myself for not looking at the
I'm sorry,
goddamn
man.
Mic box.
I mean, I would assume it's in there, because there's no way that you could use that mic without it.
I was just probably just going to hold it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. Look at it, man. It works. You fixed it up.
Hey, man, it works.
Yeah, it looks fine. Microphone works. Show sounds good. Still a little sunny, but overall, Thursday, we'll be back to normal, probably.
Probably not.
I mean, we probably will, right?
Probably.
I mean, I'm going to get the light. It'll be here before Thursday. The thing's going to be in your box, man. That's going to be fixed. It's going to be fine. Yeah, stop saying
why do
probably
they
not. It's
do
gonna be fine.
This?
It's gonna be fine. What do they do? What?
Why
what's,
do they go
the
like row by row flavors?
It's the worst. They yeah. should do flavor, 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 flavor.
Yeah.
So it's a variety pack. What do you want? You got to sort
a variety,
through.
Right. I need to take shit out.
Right.
What do you want?
Like, could you imagine if there was like a variety pack of Starburst, and the Starburst pack was like segmented five times, and in the five pouches were the five flavors? That'd be. That's what they do with beer. I don't care, man. Give me which one you don't want.
All right, I don't want fucking black cherry, nor do I want watermelon.
Okay, black cherry sounds like the best one in there. What are the flavors we have to choose from?
You got lemonade.
Okay, pass.
You got apple.
Pass.
You got black cherry.
Take that
and
one.
And watermelon.
Water. Black cherry sounds good. Apple's probably good because we're drinking reds.
There you go.
Wicked. Is this not? This isn't even a 12-ounce can. This is only
not?
10 ounces.
Oh, well, that's why it's 8%.
They are ripping you off, man.
I knew the box was small.
Look at that. A 10-ounce can? That's like just big enough for you to be like, maybe I'm just wrong about how big it is.
Yep.
But
no,
me,
it's 10.
The professional drunk, I know immediately when your can is 2 ounces shy.
That's 10.
All right? Don't you ever try to bamboozle me, Red's Wicked Ale. I will know.
So what is this?
I don't know.
Is this going to be apple, like cider?
I think so. I think this is just Red's Apple Ale, but it's a different flavor, and it's a higher alcohol by volume, which is why it's wicked. I think that's all it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's good. You okay? Sniffing a lot. What you sniffing? What's happening? What's happening?
I smelled weed for a second.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's not me.
I get distracted.
I could tell. Yeah, that was...
I'm like a drug sniffing dog when I smell it. I'm like...
Yeah, except you're not going to report it. You know? Yeah,
give me some.
How you doing, man?
Mm.
Yeah, great. So you're wearing a Red Sox shirt today. You got plans or something?
Nope.
Just put it on?
Yeah, it's comfy.
Okay. That's a letdown. Thought you were going to be like, yeah, there's a big game tonight. The Red Sox are playing the Patriots, and I can't wait to watch it, you know?
That would be an awesome game.
That would be a great game, dude. It would
be a mix of base football.
They should do that. They should combine sports.
That'd be cool. Go on Ocho.
What sports would be the best to combine? Volleyball and golf.
Basketball and soccer.
Basketball and soccer would be great, dude. That'd be great. Hockey and equestrian. It's like hockey, but they're on horses.
That is a thing.
And the horses, like, slide all over the ice.
I was going to say, isn't that polo?
No, that's on grass.
I mean, that's basically hockey.
No, I want the horses
though.
To slide all around, man.
I don't think they know how to ice skate.
You think I could go to YouTube and find horses on ice?
Maybe.
Dude, I really want that, man. I'm going to go and check right now. I'm going to go look. Horses sliding on ice.
I was like, "Who's why did it stop typing?" Taylor, and I got it. I'm orange.
Yeah, it's because we're orange still.
I get you.
Sliding on ice.
Fail. Horses on ice. Okay, here we go. Here we go, man. What we got here? Spring. It's on its way. What's up, casual? All the snow is melting. I want to get to the horse falls, okay? The horse is just running. This isn't exciting. Where's the falls, man? This man's just making his horse run in a circle. Okay.
So confused.
What's up, Taylor? How are you? Slide horse is the best. Here we go.
Why is that?
I don't know.
God, I wanted to slide all the way
down.
Dude,
I wanted, to fall, dude. Fall, horse. Come on, man. Oh, he's a going.
I'm laughing at the people in the background. They're dying.
Does that make us horrible people that we laughed at that? I think so, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is funny, though.
Definitely not good people. How about
well,
that?
Yeah. But that is kind of funny. So.
All this tape is weighing the microphone down.
It's laying down there. What, Taylor? You didn't laugh at those horses? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
You know what I don't get? This is such
a
weird tirade.
Like, spit like a whole bunch
that
by saying
I
come
totally,
on.
That I totally understand. That happens a lot. This is a really weird tangent I'm about to get on, okay? So prepare yourself to deal with some of my insanity.
Uh-huh.
So I'm watching this TV show called Yellowstone, okay?
Okay.
It's incredible.
All right.
It's one of the best TV shows I've ever watched.
No way.
Yeah, okay? It's written by Taylor Sheridan. You know who that is?
I've heard the name.
He's the guy who did Hell and High Water, Sicario, Wind River.
Yeah,
guy. And now he writes every episode of this TV show. I don't know if he does anything else. He's also in. He's also was an actor apparently in Sons of Anarchy. Before he became a writer, I don't know. That's just
look
what I read.
Up.
All right. You liked that show, right?
Yeah, man. I know all the characters. Juice, Tig.
Wait, is it
Happy.
Really a Juice?
Oh yeah. Man, it just
hey, Mason Ray, what's
rock
up, man?
Hard.
Basement.
How you doing, dude? 21 months of subs, by the way. That's almost 2 years. That's disgusting.
David Hale. No shit. He was a cop.
There you
go, man.
Played
a cop.
There you go. But then he wrote a bunch of films. He wrote Sicario, Hell or High Water, Wind River, and then I guess that's really it. And then Yellowstone, okay?
Hmm.
So here's the deal. All right. I'm watching this show called Yellowstone. It's really, really good. All right. The first season I didn't like as much. It's dead, Basement Brain.
Left in the snow.
Yep, sorry. I thought you were coming by to pick him up.
Never showed up.
Yep, so he's dead. That's on you.
He can be revived, though.
But the first season was a little... I didn't like as much, okay? I liked, like, the characters and the tone of it. But, you know, Taylor Sheridan, all those movies I just named, they're all brutally violent and really depressing, okay? But it's usually okay in the context of a movie because, like, the first hour and a half... You can kind of tell something bad's going to happen, and then at the end something bad happens, you're like, well, that's life, you know, it sucks, okay? The problem with the first season of Yellowstone is every episode something bad happened, and it became to the point where it was unbelievable. Like, nothing this bad continuously happens to a family.
Gotcha.
Because it's just, like, they're just driving down the road and a meth lab explodes right next to them, you know? It's like, okay, really? Like, how many bad things are going to happen to this one family? It was unbelievable. But season two has redeemed it.
Okay.
A lot better. Not a lot of bad stuff happening in the show. Really good. I'd recommend Yellowstone. Okay? Mm. Also, if you like cowboys, which I do, great show for that. Okay?
Yeah, you got them cowboys.
I love cowboys, dude.
Yeah.
I love them. All right? Yeah. Anyway, point being, watch these shows. And I assume it's fairly true to life, the cowboy lifestyle, you know? I don't really know. But it looks pretty true to life.
Sure.
A lot of, like, roping, a lot of, like, cattle herding, a lot of horse trading, you know?
I went to a cowboy wedding last night.
Okay, we're going to have to get to that, because I don't know what is that's all about.
It was a cowboy wedding.
Okay.
The groom is a rancher.
Okay, we're going to get to that. Let me finish this ridiculous thought, then we're going to get to something that actually matters.
Okay.
So I watched this show, and like half of the time, you know, the cowboys are like talking about how you respect the animal, you know, especially with horses. And they're like, you know, you got to – but and they act like they care about the animals. But then like don't all the animals die eventually? Like a horse trips on a stick. Dead. You know, cow gets made into beef. Dead.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, I don't know. I don't, it's very weird for me from a psychological standpoint to think about these manly men who could slaughter animals and not feel bad. Talk about how they love the animals. It's like, do you feel like they did that with humans too? Like if your daughter, you know, grew up bad and, you know, they just died. Oh no, I loved her, but she has to go. That's the way of the road, you know? I feel like that's how cowboys is, and I just don't...
Yeah, man. I mean, they respect the animal, like, say, if it's a cow, they respect it until they slaughter it because they need it for food.
But that's its purpose.
So they know they're going to eat it, but...
So then why do they care about it?
Treat it really well during life.
Why?
Until you eat it. Because it's respect.
Why?
It's an animal.
Does it respect you?
It's a being. It's true. You gotta train them in submission.
I mean, I guess there's probably... Well, I guess that's the thing. Is like, there are a lot of people out there... Like the Tyson Farms or whatever out there that don't treat the animals with respect to put 70 chickens in a box this big, right?
Yes.
So I feel like the end is the same no matter what. I guess it just surprises me that the ranchers still care. Maybe it's just TV.
It's probably TV.
Anyway, whatever. Back to you. What? Okay. What?
I went to a cowboy wedding.
Who do you know that's a cowboy?
I don't know anyone there.
How did you end up going?
This was a Brit
like
thing.
A work-related thing?
It was a Brit thing.
Like Brit knew him, or Brit knew someone who knew them? Okay.
So apparently,
uh-huh.
Brit was a, I want to get this right, an alpha phi.
I'm sorry, a what?
She was a sorority girl in college for the first 2 years.
Oh.
And so her...
Okay.
Her...
The Greek life, huh?
Her big... I wanted to say is what she called it.
Sure.
Instead of mom, she called it big.
Okay.
Her, like, the person that if you have any questions when you're in the sorority, you go to them.
Okay.
Because you're they're tied, builds a bond. Something.
Okay.
It was her wedding.
Okay.
And she married...
How old is she, you think?
I think they're about the same age.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they knew each other in college.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a bunch of sorority girls there?
There were two.
Brit and one other person.
Three, then.
Okay. So there were four people. Brit, two sorority people, and the bride.
And then a whole bunch of country people.
What? It's... Okay.
So
I mean,
many,
it is Kansas.
So
like...
many fucking cowboy hats.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. The groom was wearing jeans, suspenders...
Big belt buckle.
And a white, yep, white,
of course.
White button-up shirt, a bow tie.
Okay.
With a nice, nice, thick, like, flinged upwards mustache.
Okay. I bet that was fun, actually, to just watch that all happen.
It was very interesting to watch.
Anyone shoot a gun?
There were no guns.
That's unbelievable.
Well, there was one gun.
Okay.
The security guard had a gun.
Why?
Good question.
Was there a security guard?
I have no idea. Not a clue. There was a security guard. It was apparently the venues.
Okay.
And that was it.
This wedding's gonna get out of hand.
So it's in
I can feel it.
Bum fuck nowhere.
Okay.
It's like past Augusta.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
okay.
Like nowhere.
That is literally nowhere.
Nowhere ranch.
That's just in grass.
It had an old like it
so you,
looked
they got
like,
married on the ranch?
Yeah, it was
that's
it was,
that sounds
barn,
awesome.
Barn? Farm?
Okay.
Barn? I think it was something barn.
Okay.
Stonehill Barn.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. But that's not the guy's ranch. That's a wedding venue.
Yes.
Okay.
They had a house that you stay in.
Okay.
For the wedding party.
Okay.
Then they had a big old barn that was like way too high tech for being out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like it
right.
had the brand new hand dryers. It had flowing water. It had air conditioning.
Well, you gotta get have that
it
stuff to get wedding.
Floodlights
though.
And like exit signs and
yeah.
shit. I was kind of amazed.
Yeah, it was a ballin'.
But
that's why I'm not worried about moving the mountains, you know, and doing this, because they can put it anywhere if you
yeah.
got the money, you know.
And then, So that was where the reception was, and then where the actual wedding took place was another separate building that looked like an old, like, church. Very small, tiny church.
Okay.
But, like, the sides of it had been taken out, and it was just, like, the front of the church, back of the church with some stained glass windows and things, and then everything else was, like, open air.
It was literally built to be, like, a ranch wedding place.
Yep.
I bet that was so expensive.
Yeah. They got it for half price, but yes, it was more expensive than I thought. I was like, there's no way this is more than $10,000.
Oh, easily.
And
Brent
was like, oh, yeah. I'm like,
did you look it up?
Are you kidding?
Did you look it up?
No,
I
didn't.
What's the name of it? Stonehill Barn, you think?
I think that's what it was.
There it is, man.
Stonehill Barn. Is this it?
That was it.
Wow. I mean, look at this thing. Like,
that's where I was at.
Could you imagine having a wedding this beautiful and then you get divorced? Like... God, that would just be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Did they take a picture on the truck?
I didn't see the truck, but they definitely did the one where they opened the barn doors on the top level.
Dude, I gotta be honest with you, okay? And I'm sorry to any woman, especially your girlfriend who's watching right now, but, like, these wedding photos are so cliche, they disgust me.
Yeah.
Like, I look at these, and I'm like, there's nothing special about what you're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, every single person takes a photo like this, you know? Like, this looks like they're mourning Jesus. Like, I would walk into someone's house and be like, oh, you sad the Savior died? Like, as I'm looking at that, you know?
One of these chicks from that I went to high school with.
What's up, bro?
They just got married recently, and their photos were actually really cool.
I just, like...
They were kind of cliche, but they were really well done.
Like, see, this is fine. Like, this is a typical wedding photo, but it's personality, you know? I hate the ones where it's like, kiss her and lean in, you know, while the light sparkles off your shoulder. It makes me so angry. And I don't know why. It just does. Wait, there's a market? What am I looking at here? Wait.
I don't know what that is.
They have a store there. Dude.
I didn't see no store.
Cowboy stuff, dude. Cowboy stuff. They don't have prices on here. Why do you have to reserve and have $5 in shipping? Well, I gotta do that, man.
I don't know.
The groom. What's the groom, dude? Oh, the groomsman lounge, bro. Look at this guy. This cowboy right here, man. Cowboy. I hate websites also that have a bigger picture until you click on it.
Right.
It's the worst. I will not take photos with you like this. I just want you to know.
Please don't ever do what they're doing right
that,
there.
That looks like they're getting married.
Yeah.
That's not...
Who knows? Maybe.
I know it's Kansas at a barn. I know for a fact they're not getting married, okay? But, you know. I'm trying to find prices. I got super distracted by...
There's no pricing, I bet.
It's because it's too expensive then, huh?
Yeah.
So do they charge $5? Oh, okay. The market... Britt went to high school with those two guys. The gay? I bet they is. Maya and I's wedding. Is it Maya? It's Maya, right? Maya and I's wedding is coming up September 14th. That's my sister's birthday. We're getting married at the Fort Garry Hotel in Winnipeg.
Garry.
I typed Fort Garry. It came right up, dude. Oh, my God. This place?
It's pretty cool looking.
Dude, that's awesome. I didn't think Canada had buildings like...
buildings, man.
I mean, like this. I didn't realize they had big buildings.
Of course
they do. I didn't know, man.
You ever been to Quebec?
Have I ever been to Quebec? Yeah, man. I just got back.
Vancouver?
Yeah. Totally been there.
Wisconsin?
No.
It's basically Canada.
Wisconsin is... Is it?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm bad at geography.
I don't think Wisconsin touches Canada.
Where's Wisconsin?
Now I feel really dumb for not knowing this, because I kind of pride myself on knowing.
I don't.
On knowing.
You're at my stupidity level. That's bad.
Yeah, I pride myself on geography, so this is really embarrassing. I don't think it's on the border. Yeah, it's not. There's a big lake. Because, see, here's Michigan, right?
I did not know that's where Wisconsin is.
See, here's Michigan. And then it's Minnesota. So I guess technically, if you swam, like, from here... up to, like, here, you could technically get to Canada. But no, Wisconsin, I guess, doesn't border Canada, so. So did you know Africa has a building? They have huts. Right? That's about it. Let me guess. You thought we were in igloos? I didn't think you were in igloos. Okay? Ball and hobo. I don't... Anything that I say right here is going to make me sound like, one, I'm racist against Canadians, which I didn't even know was a thing that would be possible.
Damn, God damn Canadians.
And two...
With their French baguettes.
Makes me sound like I don't know anything about anything, so I would just like to move on. Hey, Seth and Colby, August 29th, special day, 200th episode for Seth and Colby. That's right. That's right, Deathlord. We were thinking about doing another power hour and drinking high-octane alcohol and dying. I don't know if we're going to do it, but we were thinking about it. We might just do a regular show, too. And we could just be like 250 is our milestone. And then when we get to 250, be like, why are you celebrating every milestone? Let's wait till 500. No, we could do that, too.
500?
You don't think we're going to get to 500?
Fuck no.
Oh, we definitely get to 500.
Never.
I'll do it.
Dude, 2 years. It's been 2 years.
3 years, I think. Close to 3 years, yeah.
2017.
We started April of 2017.
That's right.
So it's been like 2.5 years. Well, technically, we started in April of 2008. So, it's been 11 years.
We don't count those first ones.
Taylor does. She counts them hard because she'll never let us forget how we stopped doing them. Could you imagine if we said you don't get to do those, to count those? She would have no power over us because we'd be like, we did 200 episodes in 2 years. Like get back. But she's still holding those 10 episodes we did 11 years ago over our heads.
She could suck it.
We've done 200 episodes, man. That's enough.
That's enough for
a
lifetime.
That's enough.
Yeah.
How many does she need?
Guaranteed you can go back to one of them and then not remember a single
there will be
thing
some,
that happened
exactly.
in that show.
We could literally come here and play an old episode, and probably people wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
The only thing that they would know is that we weren't talking to chat. That would be the tell, is that we would respond to chat messages that aren't in chat, and they would be like, this may not be live.
Some of the same people might be there, though.
That's so it's true.
Like, you could be like, ha, right, Menace, like, from way back when, and he would have said some random shit. Probably, like, no, he probably would have said the same things he said back then when he first saw it.
It could be, man.
We could pull a whole, like, mind fuck out of this, because we could see if, like, comments line back up with what we say.
That sounds like a lot of work, though, and I don't want to really do
it. It does, but, man, it would be interesting.
It would be fun. It would be fun. Pro Xbox Craft says slam monsters. That might be more dangerous than the alcohol, to be honest. Slamming monsters. But yeah, Maniche said that he was gonna join us in our next power hour, so yeah. That's a lot of responsibility. You know, it's a lot of responsibility to do that.
It really is.
Bring special beer Friday. I think what we're gonna do is there's this new seltzer Four Loko has, and it's 14% alcohol. So we were thinking about that one. By the way, just to disgust you, just real quick, I was browsing Instagram earlier today, and I saw an ad for a t-shirt that said, there's no law when drinking the claw, and it just had a White Claw logo on it.
Wow.
And I was just like, this is America, this is where we've come now.
Mm.
And that filled me with disgust, and I want to share that disgust with you, man.
I think I've seen a video about that.
So it's an actual phrase now?
I think so, yeah.
It's disgusting.
It was like some dude was driving while intoxicated, and then he was like, but I was drinking White Claw. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay, you're fine then.
Just shoots a baby.
White Claw.
You know, who's that? That's what you do?
It was dumb.
Okay, yeah. Is White Claw America's beer? I don't know. Is White Claw technically a beer? Like, you can't technically... Is it... Like, because this is an ale, right?
It's a hard seltzer.
Right, but is a seltzer a beer?
I wouldn't call it a beer.
Is a seltzer like an ale, where it's a beer but it's a type? Or is seltzer completely separate, like wine?
I think it's completely separate. I would not call it a beer.
Perdlock, get out of here. He's not even in chat. I'm just yelling at him. Can't even hear me. But anyway, definitely not a beer. Okay, so it's America seltzer. That's what's happening.
Hard seltzer.
It's a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
It's a hard seltzer. You got White Claw up in Canada, or I don't know. Can you get it on your horse?
You could.
That was really...
It was in a moose's
butt. It's like calling Mike's Hard a beer. Mike's Hard is a beer, right? Mike's Hard Lemonade is a beer. Or is it a lemonade?
It's a hard lemonade.
But is it really a lemonade?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Also, then what's Smirnoff?
Smirnoff Ice?
Yeah. Is that a beer?
I think that's a beer.
Right, but it doesn't look like a beer.
Because aren't those lagers...
Probably not made with... you don't think it's made with hops. What's the definition of a beer?
I don't know. Is Mike's Hard Lemonade a beer? Yeah, it's a malt liquor. That's what the name of it is. It's a malt liquor. Mike's Hard Lemonade is not, strictly speaking, beer. Technically, it's a malt beverage like beer, but then so are Smirnoff Ice and Sky Blue. So a malt liquor is not beer? Wait, White Claw's from Belgium? Death Lord, is this Belgium's plan to take over the United States? Because it's working, by the way.
All right, I'm trying the Red's Wicked Lemonade.
It's totally fixed, Loyal. We had to tape it, all right. What game is that, Pro? Hey, give me one, man. Give me one.
What you want?
A beer. Or a malt liquor. See, this says ale, so I think this is a beer, right? Technically?
I would probably say, yeah.
I think so. Oh, that's hilarious, Pro. Well, is that good or bad? I'm guessing from the all caps it's bad. But who knows? Who knows? You know what I think, speaking of ranches and all that stuff, man, I think when I move to Colorado and I set up a studio, I'm gonna get a ranch and make it into a giant studio. What do you think, man?
Sounds good, man.
That'd be cool, right?
Yeah, with all that money you're gonna have.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's the plan. Yeah. You know, wouldn't that be cool? Would you come stay at the ranch?
Oh, fuck yeah.
That'd be great, right?
This is not good.
Try this one. It's pretty good. Mm-mm. No? Mm-mm.
That's the best black cherry thing I've ever tasted, but it's still black cherry.
You're just not a fan of black cherry?
No.
Oh. I see. I like black cherry.
Nope. Only thing cherry I like is Pepsi.
Cherry Pepsi? Gross.
God, that's so good.
Pepsi's the worst.
I mean, it is. It's only good when it's cold, though.
No, it's never good. It's the worst. It's only good to, like, pour out into, like, sand if you need to make, like, a sandcastle and there's no water around. That's the only thing Pepsi's good
for.
That's
a good use for
it. Ranch life sounds like some cult stuff out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
Ranch life.
Like, I feel like we could start the ranch. I have a name for it and everything. I'm not gonna reveal it. I've done a lot of planning on the ranch, okay? Me and Chris started picking out the decor for the ranch. All this stuff, all right? Like, I've got plans to, like, bring listeners out. You know, we could do, like, a giveaway. Like, every month someone comes out to the ranch, you know, hangs out at the ranch with me.
You turn it into Michael Jackson.
Wouldn't that be sweet, dude?
Sounds like
no,
Michael
I'm not
Jackson.
Inviting anyone over underage over, all right? It's not going to be Neverland Ranch. God, why did you ruin my ranch fantasy? I should have never told you. Now I'm only going to think of Neverland Ranch. It's over.
You're welcome.
I hate you so much. You're not invited to the
ranch.
You
going to get a monkey?
First of all, you would totally love it if I got a monkey. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But no, I won't. They're too hard to take care of. All right?
They are. They throw poop at you.
I don't really care about that.
I care about that.
Matthew was my producer for years, all right?
He didn't throw poop at you.
He sat in the studio naked.
That's better than poop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do I need to pull up that photo again?
I mean, I'd stare at that photo for a year before I'd let a monkey throw poop in my mouth.
All right. Why is it going in your mouth?
Just because I might be like, no!
It's a whole big section of your body that isn't
He's
your mouth.
He's good at aiming.
Okay. He's aiming specifically for your mouth?
Just face. But okay. If it hits face, it's going to explode.
Okay, man.
It doesn't just stick in one spot. It's going to splat.
This is really weird that you've thought a lot about this.
I'm just saying. I don't want monkey poop in my mouth.
Well, I don't think anyone does, but... Very weird that you think that's the only way poop will get on you is if it gets in your mouth.
No, that's just the most extreme of how much I would hate it.
Okay.
If it got on my chest, I'd be like, this is disgusting. At least it's not in my mouth. It's in my nose, which subsequently gets to my mouth.
That's not how your body works.
Yeah. No. They're connected in the back.
It's like saying that you eat cocaine.
You do. Some people rub it on their gums.
Well, that's not going up their nose.
That's what I'm saying. But when you snort cocaine, it goes down your nose... Past your mouth, into your throat, into
past your mouth, not in your mouth.
When you snort cocaine, does it go into your lungs?
Yeah. It would have to, right? Where else is it going to go? It's not going to, like, take a detour.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound good. You're ruining Pro Xbox Kraft Mac and Cheese, man.
About what? It's my show. Shut up, Pro. Get the fuck out. Turn it off. Mute it. I don't give a shit.
I care, Pro. I'll move on. So diarrhea, dude. You ever had it?
He was telling me to shut up about the gross stuff. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
I thought you just
made it goes into your bloodstream. Well, it's got to get into your lungs first. It doesn't just like go into your blood, right?
I mean, it's basically like sugar, so I'm assuming it dilutes in
if
the
I go under the
throat,
if I go into a pool and I go into the water, all the water is going to go into my lungs, right? That's how you drown, right? Yeah. So would the same thing be cocaine?
Yeah.
So yeah, you get coke in your lungs. Yeah. Now it dissolves into your bloodstream, but it does go into your lungs.
So would it be a quicker method to like put it in your eye
or I don't know,
or ear?
I mean, could it be quicker than going into your lung? I mean, if you're that impatient,
travel from all the way down here,
from it to go here to here, you know, I feel like maybe you're too addicted to coke.
I don't know.
And isn't that what butt chugging is?
Yeah.
Same type of idea.
It's a good way to save your liver.
It's a good way to destroy your butt.
Who needs a butt, really? They got bags for that.
They do. That's a good point. They don't have bags for a liver.
They don't.
Great point, man. Mm-mm. Great point. All right. All right, I'm out of content. What do you want to talk about now? That's it.
Yeah, it looks like you got some stuff up there.
I do have some stuff. I don't know what we should watch, though, you know? Like, okay, here's what I got.
What's your Spotify?
That is a playlist of the most iconic music themes from movies.
Okay.
I figured we could listen to them and judge them.
Or guess them.
Because you like, well, it says the name. So.
Well, I cannot look.
Okay, if you want to do that, we could do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me a blindfold.
Because you like music.
I was also thinking of another bit that we could do on the show at some point in time, but I don't know how to like do it like economically.
Okay, what is it?
Like, I want a beer test or a beer taste test.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'll wear a blindfold.
Like, we get Miller Coors, you know, and you pick which one's the best,
right,
or you try to identify them.
I try to identify it.
Okay.
And also judge them. That would be good too, but. I'm thinking the only way to do it is like to buy the 20-ounce single cans.
Yep.
And then you can just get a whole bunch rather than...
Well, you could just start now, to be honest. Like, whenever you go to a store, they usually have like a clearance. You could just start buying singles, stock them up.
There you go.
And then when like 6 months from now, only have 30, just sample them.
30?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it does. It's going to go quick. So,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
You need 30.
And
I haven't had 30 beers.
And Chris could, you know, she could be the one who puts them into cups and keeps tracks of what they are.
And then we could both do it.
We could both do
it. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, we could do that for
I'll
sure.
start collecting them.
We don't have to drink the entire beer either.
No.
It's like we're like sommeliers.
Right.
We're going to take one drink.
Yeah.
I'm not going to spit it out, though.
No, fuck that.
Because that's a waste of beer.
That's
but I will, but, you know, we only need to take one or two drinks.
And the point also is to get drunk. So.
Correct, yeah. Correct. I don't go.
That sounds super fun to me. Like, I want to go do that now.
That sounds great, dude. It sounds great. I like the basement brain just said I could judge things. I love judging. It's like, yeah, me too. Okay, I've also got what I don't know if it's fake news. Let's just talk about it. Because I don't know if this is fake news. It seems too good to be true. Ewan McGregor signs on for Obi-Wan Kenobi's return, and then in parentheses it says confirmed. Anytime anything says confirmed in the title, I imagine it's not confirmed.
Penella told me this last night.
Then I definitely am not believing it. Like, this sounds like it's too good to be true.
He said it's for a Disney Plus show.
He said, it says, update, incredibly happy to add this report, the Deadline, Variety, Hollywood Reporter have all independently confirmed our story from this morning. Hopefully this means we'll get some sort of official announcement from Lucasfilm sooner rather than later. It says, Obi-Wan Kenobi is going to come to a Disney Plus and Ewan McGregor is going to reprise his role. That's what they're saying. So what do you think, man? You care?
I am so pumped.
You back into Star Wars,
no,
then?
No, I'm only back into Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
He's a golden child.
I love him, man.
Yeah. He's great. He was fucking Lumineer. Lumen.
Should have quit while you were ahead.
What was it? What's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lumineer? Beauty and the Beast. The Candlestick?
Oh.
Oh. Christ, man. Really?
Dude, I was trying to figure out what you were saying to me. And I thought you were having a stroke. That's what I thought was happening.
Something Luminaire or something. I don't know.
I don't know how to say it. His name is French. His name's Croissant, dude. I don't know. I know who you're talking about, though. The Candlestick. Be our guest.
Yeah.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test.
You should have been Luminaire. Luminaire. Can you look it up for the love of God?
Yes.
I need to know how to say it.
I can't. I mean, I'm going to look it up.
Luminaire? See?
The Lumineers? Ho, hey?
Oh, God.
Candlestick. In
it's Lumiere.
Lumiere. See, Chris didn't know how to say it either. Everyone says it with a question mark afterwards.
Lumiere? I can't even remember. Lumiere. That's, yep.
Lumiere. He's a maitre d'.
Yeah.
Cogsworth. That's an easy name. Miss Potts. Pepper. Chip Potts.
Pepper Potts.
Feather Duster. Sultan the Wardrobe Le Faux.
Dude, it's hot as shit up
in Dude, it is so hot. This beer making me burn up.
Yeah.
Okay, do you care at all about Obi-Wan?
No. Yes.
But do we care?
I mean, right now, no, because there's nothing to know. But once things come out, like trailer-wise, I will care a lot.
Why didn't they announce this 2 years ago and have it ready November 1st? Like, why even release Disney Plus now? Why not? There's not going to be anything I want to watch on it at the launch.
Mandalorian.
Is that going to be there at launch?
I think so.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
All right. Maybe I'll watch that then. You're questioning it. We're going to have to look it up now, too. The Mandalorian trailer. 2 days ago, the Mandalorian trailer expected next week. So, yeah, you'd be right. Has Ewan McGregor been in anything memorable since Star Wars? He has to have been, because Star Wars was 20 years ago. So he'd have to have been.
I don't know. Was the island, was that after
Star
Wars?
That was definitely after the Star Wars, 100%.
That was that. He did...
100%.
Moulin
Rouge.
Trainspotting 2.
Moulin Rouge.
That was during.
All right, well, let's look and pull up his list here.
Oh, yeah, he was in Christopher Robin. The Pooh Bear.
He
played grown-up Christopher Robin.
That's a very British movie.
Yeah, it
all
is.
Right, filmography, here we go. All right, let me look. Okay, since Star Wars, he's been in. I'm just going to read them. So we start after Episode 3. Don't count anything before that. Okay, so after Episode 3, The Island, Angels and Demons. I don't remember him in that, but apparently he was in it.
I Love You, Philip Morris.
Nanny McPhee.
Do you remember that movie?
I do. I do indeed. Where he was like in love with Jim Carrey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A Million Ways to Die in the West. He was a cameo in that. Trainspotting 2,
mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah,
he hasn't been in anything.
A lot.
You're right. Wow!
Yeah, not a lot.
That blows my mind, actually.
Dude, he's just been doing indie shit. Because there's a lot of things on that list, I just don't know what the hell any of them are.
Wow. That actually blows my mind. Yeah. I did not realize that he was, because I would say he's an A-lister, but like from his movies, he's kind of a B-lister, right?
Yes.
Like, I'd put him on the same stage as Brad Pitt, but he's not nearly close to that.
No way.
Not even close.
Nope.
It's insane, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's nutso. Weird. Oh, Fargo. He was in Fargo. The television show Fargo. It's weird.
There you go, man. TBA. Untitled Obi-Wan Kenobi Limited
Series.
There
it is,
man. Wow.
I mean, I'm cool with that, to be honest. I mean, I think that'll be cool. I don't know, though. It's just like...
Dude, just give me some more badass Obi-Wan-ness. That's all I want. It better be like him. Well, like, what could it be? He's older now. So is it gonna... It's just gonna be him, like, training with Qui-Gon on Tatooine.
Let me ask this question, okay?
Is he gonna fight Darth Maul again?
This might be hard to explain. I'm gonna try it. So, DC Universe, you have a bunch of television shows that are considered to be good, right? Flash, Green Arrow.
Good.
But they're good, right? Like, people enjoy them. Gotham, that type of stuff.
Well,
people like them.
There's different ones. That's the thing, is because you got the CW Network, which is the Arrowverse.
Okay.
Which is Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And then you've got Gotham is on...
That's on Fox.
Something. And then Pennyworth.
That's on CBS All Access.
So.
But most of those shows are regarded as good, right?
They are good. They are very high quality soap operas.
Okay. But people don't take them seriously, right? Because they're not movies.
I think the fans do, but...
Do you?
A majority, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
I watch it because
okay, so here's where I'm going with this. Like, if the Star Wars movies comes out and they suck big butt, like they kind of have been, and then all of the TV shows are good, Mandalorian's good, Jon Favreau's got it, okay? Yeah. Like, Obi-Wan shows there, it's Ewan McGregor, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
Do we accept those as the true art form, or are we mad that they're not movies?
No, I think we should be happy that they're not, because there's more content in them than
well, that's
movies.
So, and you think that'll be the widely regarded view? Because I know that's how I look at it. Like, I'd rather have Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets be a 3-season-long television event instead
sick.
Of it being a 2.5-hour-long movie.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather have Endgame be a season of television that lasts 20 hours.
We're moving,
you know,
closer and closer to that. That's okay. Why The Witcher isn't a movie; it's going to be a TV show.
Agreed. I would much rather have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Hammy? But I don't know, man.
I think Disney's dipping their toes into it with, like, the three, the Winter Soldier, the Scarlet Witch.
Well, right, but Marvel hasn't made any mistakes yet. Star Wars has made lots of mistakes.
They don't see that.
Like, I just imagine, and I hope this isn't the case, but I kind of expect it to be, that the Marvel Disney Plus shows will be intertwined into the MCU, but not in such a fashion that you have to watch them in order to understand the movies. Like, I still think that
probably.
If Vision comes back, they'll have some really quick explanation of why he's back in the movie for the people who didn't watch WandaVision.
Right.
And I do think that's the case, but I think that Star Wars, if Ewan McGregor's there, I almost get the feeling that because those will be good, the people who make the movies, because they're bad, will like ignore the movies almost. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like they're going to be tied in at all. Remember who's doing the next Star Wars trilogy? I don't feel like they're going to care at all about the character development they do in Obi-Wan show.
Well, that is absolutely correct, because I'm dying.
Uh-huh.
The Star Wars isn't like that yet. It's not a shared universe.
But don't you think
it is, but it isn't.
Disney would want it to be?
I think they're probably, yes, trying to mimic the style that they're doing with the Marvel MCU.
Do you think that's up to Kathleen Kennedy? Or do you think Disney can make it happen?
They have her in charge.
Do you know if Kathleen Kennedy's in charge of the TV?
I believe so.
Okay.
She's over Lucasfilm. She is the head of Lucasfilm, which is like Marvel. Disney owns it, but it's its own.
Right, but Kevin Feige is different than another dude who does TV. Like, technically, the guy who does Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and all that is a separate division than the
right.
Kevin Feige division.
Yeah, but that's changing.
Well, it is for Disney Plus, right? Well, technically, I guess it's changed for everything because they canceled all their other shows, but yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to have that.
I would like a middle ground between a movie show, like 3-5-episode, hour-long miniseries, because shows drag on too long, sometimes movies need a little more time to flesh out. Well, I think the Marvel ones are going to be 8 episodes. I think that's pretty good.
That's true. I do not like how sometimes TV, because they have to have a certain amount of episodes.
Well, the Netflix ones are a perfect example. Like, I don't need 12 episodes. I think, besides maybe Daredevil Season 1 and Daredevil Season 3, every single one of the Marvel series would have benefited from having 4 less episodes.
Yeah.
Because the middle, where they're just trying to drag it out so they can have a 4-episode setup of the villain,
mm-hmm.
and then a 4-episode finale at the end, and then they got 4 episodes in the middle where they're just trying to do whatever. That does bug me.
Yeah.
But I do think that TV is moving more to that way. Like
most Chernobyl. Chernobyl was the
that
shit.
That was only 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Did you watch that show, man?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you watched Chernobyl.
It was really good.
Dude, that show's messed up.
And everything in it, every scene was needed to be in it. You know, there wasn't anything in it that's just like, oh, we gotta do this to fill up the 3rd episode, you know? Like,
that show was messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That show's messed up, dude.
Just a bit.
Yeah, it's messed
just
up.
Just a bit.
I didn't realize you watched that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, like, Yellowstone I'm watching now is only 10 episodes. But I also kind of hate it, you know? Like, I honestly, in a
when
perfect
it's
world...
good, you want more, yeah.
Yeah, in a perfect world, I want to do what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing. They do 22 episodes or whatever a year, but they split it into basically 3 arcs. So they have, like... they have like 7 episodes that are kind of have their own beginning, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm.
That segue into another 7 episodes that kind of have a beginning, middle, and end. And then the last ones kind of have a beginning, middle, and end. And they have an overarching theme.
Right.
But all of the B missions, so to speak, start and wrap themselves up in like a third of the season. And I think that's kind of cool, too.
Sounds very Arrow-ish.
Is that what the Arrow does? But I mean, I think I'd prefer... I don't know, man. It's just like, I don't know if I want more. I think what it might be is that I just forget what happens. Like, Mindhunter Season 2 came out. Can you name one thing about Mindhunter Season 1?
Yeah, BTK was set up.
Okay. That's 20 seconds of combined footage for that. Yeah. So what else do you... What's the name of the main characters? And mine... That's the problem. Like, it's like... They have 10 episodes. It's really good.
Season 2's out, though?
Yeah, it's out.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
I'm gonna watch it, too. But it's just like... I don't remember what happens in the first season.
All I know is that they were setting up BTK. And apparently, the Ted Bundy guy's gonna be in this season.
Okay, that's cool. Is Zac Efron gonna play?
That would be sick.
Wouldn't that be great?
What a sick crossover that would be.
Mindhunter, I'm excited about because David Fincher directed like 4 episodes of it, and that man doesn't do any work anymore, apparently.
Yeah.
He's too rich. Do more work, David Fincher.
Well, he's doing the fucking World War Z thing.
No, he got ousted from that. Now he's not doing anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The studio wouldn't agree to his demand, so he left.
No, I swear to God, I saw him doing something.
We read an article on the show about how he was out. Unless he's back in.
No, not that. I feel like he was doing... I can't remember if I was talking to Britt about him recently. I can't remember if it was because of Mindhunter Season 2. I've been waiting for that. Or if I saw him doing another show. Movie.
Because we talk about David Fincher because he's like my favorite director.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. World War Z sequel... Paramount Studios' Jim Gadamadapatapatas said in June of 2017 that a sequel to World War Z was advanced development with director Fincher and star Brad Pitt. Filming was slated to start in late 2018, but in April of 2018 it was revealed that filming will not begin in 2018 as Fincher focuses on his TV series Mindhunter. In October 2018, producers Dee Dee Gardner and Jeremy Kleiner confirmed that filming would begin in June 2019 with Fincher still attached to direct. However, in February 2019, the project was reportedly placed on hold.
The filmography, man. Scroll.
Gone Girl is the last thing listed on his credits.
Any more questions?
2014, by the way, was Gone Girl.
Wow.
He did a movie in 95, 97, 99, 2002, 2007, 2008, 2010, 2011, 2014, and he hasn't done anything else since then. The man took a break. Get to work.
That is weird.
Get to work. Make Social Network 2. I've heard a lot of people say Make Social Network 2.
Really?
Yeah, because of like everything that's happened with Facebook. Like
that would be pretty cool.
Wouldn't that be interesting to watch?
Also, best role I've ever seen that fucking Andy Samberg guy.
That's because that's the only character. He is that guy. You gotta watch that Hummingbird project with Jesse Eisenberg in it. He played Zuckerberg in that whole movie. I feel like even in Zombieland, it's gonna be the same guy.
Definitely.
That's what I feel like, 100%.
That's why he should never have been cast as fucking Lex Luthor.
But to be honest, I'm kind of with Basic Brain. Like you said, I feel like a sequel to World War Z is way uncalled for. Like, I kind of agree. Like, I was worried that David Fincher was gonna ruin his record by doing World War Z 2. It's not really his type of movie.
Not really.
But it makes something else, dude.
I mean, that's why all his movies are so good, is because you don't really think of... None of them are CGI heavy, but they are.
They're all,
They use it in such
right
ways that you wouldn't even notice. It's
he's
kind of...
He's got
stuff.
The same thing as, like, Chris Nolan, in my opinion, where, like, he really cares about the story, but they all have certain elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
David Fincher's is more like murder, rape, kidnapping, and serial killing. Christopher Nolan's is, like, time... travel and twisty
time.
Stuff, but, like, you know, it's the same
space.
Thing. Like, quality work consistently...
Guns.
And they're basically character studies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just feel like we haven't had that in a long time.
Name me one Chris Nolan movie that doesn't have a gun in it.
Name me one movie that doesn't have a gun in it.
Big Sick.
I don't know enough about that movie to refute it, but he probably would.
Life of Pets.
Animated movies don't count.
Okay. Harry Potter.
There's wand violence.
That doesn't count. That's
and there's
not a
probably
gun.
Guns because there's probably
cops.
It's
not a gun. It's not a gun. Star Wars.
You're right. Yep, you're right. Star Wars. Dunkirk was horrible, but we will let him slide on that. That's his passion project. People are blinded by their passions, okay? It's like this show, all right?
Yeah, it's really bad, but we do it anyway.
That's right, because we're passionate about it. We thank you for watching and wasting your money for 21 months. Yeah. It's very nice of you. Thank you. All right, what else are we talking about? I have a bunch of trailers up here, but I don't even know if I want to watch them, to be honest. Kind of, you just want to do the music thing?
They all look really bad.
I kind of got to pee.
Well, go pee, man.
All right.
I'll watch a trailer when you're going pee.
Okay, here. Watch watch this trailer for James Franco, Seth Rogen, and then let me know if it's good or not.
Fantastic. Okay? I'm so ready. Let's go. Why is it quiet? Why is it quiet?
There's no audio. It's not quiet. There's no audio.
Okay, starting off bald, that's a good start.
What do you do in Hollywood?
The movies. All the movies.
Vicar.
You recognize her?
Valley of the Dolls. She's married.
Of course he's in it.
Repulsion, Knife in the Water, Rosemary's Baby.
It's like an opera for boxing.
Oh my God.
It's about the confusion of white folks, how they think they are civilized.
Is this a robbery or a movie review?
I want to dedicate this.
Why does this look so amateur? Anybody? This trailer is like cut together really bad.
I'm cutting this movie.
Cutting?
I'm the editor.
Editor.
Yeah, this trailer needed a better editor.
Holy!
What a set!
Had to see it for myself. They call me Viking Man.
Who's that?
It's old dad.
This is looking bad so far. Is that Megan Fox? That's Megan fucking Fox.
Here auditioning for a part in
Long. What am I looking at here?
But I don't think.
Dude, restart it. You need to. I don't. You explain to me what the fuck this is.
This is a 3.5 minute long trailer.
I got an idea about this. Great white shark that terrorizes a town like in New England.
Robot shark.
What is wrong with you? Why is everything up to your damn robot?
Danny McBride.
You two can't make movies together anymore. No sharing ideas.
Did you find what you were looking for?
The guy, the black guy.
It's a secret movie.
He's always in
Robinson.
All the movies.
Yes, Craig.
Who made it? Who put it there?
What are we looking at?
Stop the film.
Okay, hold on. Pause the trailer.
Okay.
Is this about the dude? If they're telling me he's putting one frame of dick in
is that what this is about?
That's a fucking Fight Club thing. He'd splice one frame of a dick into a family movie.
Okay.
Is that what's happening here?
I don't know.
Keep going.
It's T.S. Eliot. Good enough for most people, but go ahead.
Christ, Victor. Movies are a goddamn birthright. They show them to prisoners.
Pass me one, would you?
There's a gun in here.
Man.
I don't know. What is this?
I still think it's like a place in the sun.
I don't think it's supposed to be that fun. Like, I don't think it's purposefully a comedy. Like, there's going to be some funny parts in it, but that looks more serious. What the fuck was that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. What about this, man? You care about Invader Zim, right?
No.
Oh, okay. This horse is sliding again. Okay, someone recut the Cats trailer to be like a Stephen King novel.
Okay.
Or a Stephen King movie, and I just kind of want to watch it. I've never seen it.
This footage just came in.
This is very disturbing, but it is what we expected to see tonight. It's very hard to process that what we are looking at here is actually legal, that there is no punishment for this inhumane
animal. I'm laughing right now at this, dude.
It's not some campfire story.
Saw these in the trees up there.
They're warnings. The local tribes carved them before they fled. They fear that place. There's something up there. Something that dates way back. Those woods belong to something else. Something.
That cat was dead.
What's going on?
Oh,
I should never have shown you that place.
No!
The barrier is broken.
This is messed up. Stephen King's cat. Oh my god, dude. That is, that's why the internet exists, dude. That right there is why the internet exists. That is, that's fantastic
that
right there, dude.
Astounding. I'm too hot to comment.
What do you mean you're too hot
it's
to call it?
Fucking hot.
Is that only your second?
Yes.
Would you step it up?
Are you done? This lemonade one's not good.
Give me another. Come on, man. We getting drunk. Let's drunk. Lemonade. All right, you want to play guessing game, dude?
Guessing game.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Just don't look. How many seconds do you get?
Start off with one.
Okay.
And then if I can't get it, go to five.
Okay.
And if I don't get it, go to 10.
First song. Chad, he can't see you either, so you feel free to play, all right? Let's go. 1 second to go. Need more?
Yep.
Come on, man. That one's a gimme.
I know what that one is. I don't know what the original movie it's from is, though. No idea. I'm going The Ringer.
No, it's The Ringer. These are famous movie themes, and you pick The Ringer? Is that a Johnny Knoxville movie?
Yes.
What is wrong with you? What's
all
up,
I know is that it had Chariots of Fire, or whatever that goddamn song is. Oh, it's Superman.
There you go. See, you got it in
that's
6 seconds,
Superman.
But not five. Okay. Next one. This one I don't think I would get, so I wouldn't be surprised if you don't. Maybe I should only pick the ones that I think you'll get.
Nah, just go.
Okay, all right.
Mia fill time.
I'm not going to play 1 second of this one. I'm just going to go and see if you can get it, because I honestly don't think you'll get this one. Let's chat and see if you can get it, though.
Alien.
It's Aliens.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. Wow.
Yes. That's incredible.
What are the chances?
I just thought good old movie, and it was an ominous drone, so that's probably where it's starting.
1 second, you ready?
All right. it's the one movie with the boat.
The boat movie! The big boat!
The big boat, the guy holds the lady at the front. I can fly! Titanic.
There you go, man. All right, 1 second.
That was a good 1 second. Godfather.
Good job, dude. Nice. Okay, this one. 1 second. 5 seconds. You'll absolutely get this one.
Really?
Absolutely. No. J-Bar, don't comment on the state of our studio, okay? We're embarrassed.
Oh, god damn it.
What is that, man?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Good job, dude. You got it. 5 seconds, though. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're not going to get. I'm just going to let it play and see if you can guess. Ironically, both the ones I didn't think you were going to get are both by James Horner.
Braveheart.
Okay, can you see?
No!
How do you know
that? Oh, my
this?
Fucking God, that was Braveheart!
How do you know?
Are you fucking shitting me?
No, I'm serious. It's Braveheart.
Oh, my God. How the fuck does that happen?
You're cheating somehow.
No, I'm not. I can't see shit.
Okay, 1 second.
It's the guy with the wand and the stone.
The guy with the one. How do you get Braveheart, but you can't think?
I know. It's Harry Potter.
Okay,
come
all right.
On.
All right, 1 second.
Oh, my God. I still
I'm going to let this one play. This one's really obscure. I'd be surprised if you got this one, even with your blind guess. It's 80s, yeah. Spielberg. Actually, produced by Spielberg, not directed. Michael J. Fox.
Back to the Future?
Yep, that's it. Back to the Future, yeah. I wouldn't have known that one either. This one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You may get this one. This one's more modern.
Oh, fuck.
Let's see if it gets more obvious.
Oh, I know this so hard!
J-Bar says the Santa Claus 3. I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Oh, it's Star Trek.
There you go, man. You got it. Star Trek, dude. Nice job. Nice job. All right, this one. Here we go. Another old 80s movie.
Toto.
Toto? What even is that?
It's the dog. Oh, I know this one too.
This is very famous.
It's not E.T.
It is E.T.
Really?
It is E.T. Good job, dude. Good job. All right. Here we go. You ready? 1 second. No?
No idea.
Bet you get it in 5.
Is that Spider-Man?
That's Spider-Man, dude. Look at you. Look at you. Okay, man, 1 second. I believe in you.
Ah! No, I can't get it.
You need more?
More time.
You need more?
Hey. It's that movie with Donald Glover in it, right?
That is. Donald Glover is in this movie. Correct.
God, that's Lion King. Such a good song.
Dude, it's so good. Remember, Hans Zimmer made this, by the way.
How?
Dude, Hans Zimmer won an Oscar for the score of The Lion King.
How did he do that?
I don't know, dude.
The man works with bongs and tits.
I don't know, dude, but this song is the best. All right. 1 second. If you don't get this, you're off the show.
The movie with the light swords, right?
That is the light swords movie, yeah. Can you guys make your own live-action Lion King? You could be Timon and Pumbaa. All right. First of all, I'm way too fat to be Timon, so I don't think that would work. But, I mean, we could try it out. I'd love that.
I'm Pumbaa?
That was the joke, yeah. Okay, let's see if you can get this one. Yeah. I bet you recognize the song. I'd be shocked if you know the movie. I'm gonna let it play.
I can't fucking believe I got Braveheart.
I can't either, dude.
That was the craziest shit of my life.
And no, J-Bar, it's been there for a couple weeks now. You like it? You want to touch it? What vibes are you feeling, man?
What time frame are we looking at?
I want to say early 90s, late 80s for this movie. It's very violent. David Day-Lewis.
Gangs of New York?
Nope. Earlier than that.
I don't know anything he was in earlier than that.
It's a very good movie. It's The Last Samurai, but it's about Indians.
It's The Last of the Mohicans?
You got it. That's it. Yep. All right.
Only reason I know that, my dad liked that movie.
That movie is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
That was Daniel Day-Lewis?
Daniel Day-Lewis. Wow. Yeah, I'm worried to think about his method acting during that movie, by the way. I would love to read some stories about that, okay?
Hold on.
Now, this next one, I need another one, too.
Okay. Here. You want an apple or do you want a watermelon?
I'll try the watermelon.
All right.
Because I think you hate it. Chris, I'm in here pounding beers, by the way, so I'm sorry, okay? Absolutely, Hammy. I can pull it up for Colby after we're done with this list. For sure. Okay, this one, you may get immediately.
Okay.
But it's like 50-50, or the you may not get it at all.
Gotcha.
I'm going to try 1 second, go to five, and then I'm going to let it play, all right? Okay, that's 1 second. It's not enough. I'm going to give you five. You recognize it? I'm going to give you 10 on this. Wait till the refrain starts here.
That's Shrek.
You got it, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's Shrek.
Yeah, it's Shrek,
dude. I felt Fairy Tale. I just didn't know which one.
1 second. You ready?
Yeah. Mission Impossible.
You got it, dude. You got it. Some of these I don't know if you would ever get. Like, I'm just going to play this one and just give you a chance. I wouldn't get this one. This is the 30s.
Gone with the Wind.
Nope. Guess the other 30s movie. You did mention a character from this film earlier today in this segment.
Wizard of Oz?
There you go. Yeah, the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here's another one I don't know if you'd get. This is John Williams, Spielberg, Liam Neeson, Black and White.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. See, like this I would never have gotten.
I would not have gotten.
Like, I don't really remember the music from Schindler's List.
Yeah,
surprising
no,
as that
not
may be.
Paying attention.
No, no. Okay, what about this one? Now, I can't give you really a hint about this.
That's fine. Just let it play.
Because it's a titular character is the name of the movie. So, like, if I gave you a clue, you could just name the character and it would be the name of the movie. But that itself might be a hint. This is 80s as well. Tim Burton.
Batman?
Batman, dude. Good guess, dude. That's really it. This is a playlist I made. It is not. This is a playlist I found on Reddit. You think I have time to do anything? There's the link, though, if you want it. Although, don't look at it, chat. You'll cheat, okay? What about this one, man? And yes, Chris, we're drinking Reds. This, again, one of the songs everyone knows, but do you know what movie it is from?
Rocky.
Hammy got it. Nice. You did too. Awesome, dude. Awesome, dude. All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name the movie.
Oh, fuck.
One of the best songs of all time, popularized by this movie. Now at the beginning of every sports game you've ever seen.
From the movie?
Yeah. I'll let it play because this song rocks, dude.
Oh, shit.
That watermelon tastes like bubble.
I couldn't tell you the movie.
Okay, yellow jumpsuit.
Kill Bill?
You got it, man. Kill Bill. Literally watched a YouTube video on this yesterday. It was an interview with Quentin Tarantino because he's doing a lot of those right now.
Yeah.
And they were asking him, what do you think your biggest contribution to pop culture is? And he said it was that song.
Really?
Because he said he saw it. Apparently, there is a Japanese movie that he really liked, really obscure Quentin Tarantino style.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That they remade, and that's the only reason he watched the movie. And the only thing he liked in the movie was the soundtrack.
Mm.
And that song was in that movie. And then he licensed it for Kill Bill, and now it's the song everyone knows. That is the entrance scene for Lucy Liu's character walking out. That's the song that plays. Isn't that crazy? I did not know that came from Kill Bill.
Yeah, no, I didn't
Yeah. Okay. What about this one? You probably will get this one right away.
Nope.
I was a little surprised it's starting this slow. You'll get it the second you hear it. I'm going to be surprised if you get it before the melody, but I think it's possible.
Oh, fucking Jurassic Park.
Hey, nice, dude. You did get it before the melody. Good job, dude. All right, this one. 90s movie, composed by the same man who did the Avengers theme. Good luck. This is a movie you've claimed to like, you say. That might have been a drunk sentence, by the way.
I kind of recognize it.
I'm going to be honest, I would never get this one. I would never get it. Chat, any guesses? If I said the character, you'd probably get it just based off a guess. It's not A Bug's Life. It sounds like the Wii Shop music. Tom Hanks.
Toy Story?
Nope. Earlier.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. You got it, dude. Yep. Okay. This one, I bet you'll get 1 second.
Oh, Lord of the Rings.
But what part specifically?
Hobbit.
Okay, you'll probably get this one right away, too.
I don't know what this is from.
You don't know what it's from?
No. Lone Ranger?
Nope.
Standoff movie.
Yeah, it's a standoff movie.
No idea. What's the movie?
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
All right, I don't know if you'll get this one. Hey, J-Bar got this one. Nice job, dude. Hey, welcome, Taco.
Shaft.
It's not Shaft. J-Bar got it. I saw my problems and I see the light. You don't know, do you?
Not a clue. Saturday Night Lights.
Nope.
Saturday Fever.
The same actor.
Grease?
Grease, dude. Nice job. Nice job. Britt says he won't get this.
Nope.
J-Bar says it slaps, dude. Okay, let's see if you can get this one. I wouldn't. Come on, man. I know you know this. He meant Saturday Night Fever, but we know what he meant. Come on, man. Pixar.
It's not Toy Story.
It's not. Same composer, though. John Lasseter made 3 movies. Cars, Toy Story, and this movie. All with the same composer.
It's not Up.
It's not Up.
Did you say it earlier? A Bug's Life?
Uh-uh.
What the fuck is it?
Billy Crystal? John Goodman? Roz?
Oh, Monsters, Inc.
You got it, dude. You got it. Chat
yeah,
got it, too. Good job,
right.
Dudes.
Okay.
I don't know this song, to be honest. I don't know how recognizable it is. I'm going to play it, and we'll just see. Five seconds in, total silence.
It's a good start.
Let's just move on to the next one,
I'm going
to
go Roma.
It's a Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You'll probably get this one right away.
Fuck.
Come on, man. I believe.
Ghostbusters.
You got it, dude. Nice job. Okay. You should get this one right away, too.
That's Toy Story.
That's Toy Story. Nice. Okay, what about this one? Again, probably heard the song. Don't know the song. Don't know the music. Or don't know the movie.
That's Pink Panther.
Oh, nice job, dude. Okay, you'll get this one right away, too.
Indiana Jones.
You got it, man. Nice job. Okay. I'm curious as to what this one is, to be honest with you. Oh, I got to turn it down a little too loud. I don't have any idea this movie, the composer, the album it's from. We'll figure this one out together. We've heard this song. Hey, what's up, Sam? How you doing, brother?
RoboCop.
I don't know what this is. This is called Axel F. I don't know what it's from, though. Chat saying Crazy Frog. Revenge of the Nerds? I honestly don't know. I've heard it a million times.
This was in, this was in,
Beverly Hills Cop? Basement Brain is saying.
This was in, the Andy Samberg movie, Motocross.
I bet Beverly Hills Cop is it.
It was in, what is that movie?
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. This was when they were dancing at the gas station.
All right, let's see if you get that. Well, we're all deaf. I would be shocked if you got this one, to be honest.
Starship.
Nope. This is The Great Escape. You would never get that one.
Nope.
I bet you'll get this one quick.
I wonder, does it have a man in a suit of iron?
It doesn't.
Along with a... It doesn't? No, that's Captain America?
Nope.
Avengers?
Nope.
Play it.
Yeah, it is. It's not. No, it is. I just want to make it confused.
You motherfucker. I didn't know if it was like a specific one you were asking for.
Is it a man in a suit of iron? No. Is Axel Foley Eddie Murphy's character's name? Okay, so it is. It's Beverly Hills Cop. Is the first movie it was in. Okay, got it. Okay. I don't know if you'll get this one. Depends on how much time you hung out with Matthew, because he blasted this in his car constantly.
I know what this is. It's not Phantom of the Opera.
It is. It is indeed Phantom of the Opera.
You blasted Phantom
Dude,
of the Opera? Dude,
when that Gerard Butler movie came out, Phantom of the Opera, okay, he got the soundtrack, and he would play it on repeat in his 96 Ford Expo Escort, and he would literally sing it out loud.
Like what? Bum, 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 bum.
No, this is the song he would sing. Are you ready to see why my life is horrible? Mm-hmm. This is the song he would sing, and he would sing it at a falsetto. Oh, nope. This is the old version. I want the new version, please. Where's the Gerard Butler version? Where is the Gerard Butler? Gerard Butler. Give me it. Right here. Okay? He would sing. He'd be like, man!
Sure you didn't do this?
I am positive.
That's a really weird thing to do.
Could you imagine being confident enough in yourself that you would play this for your friends and sing it?
That's super strange. Why?
Dude, I don't know. He was a weird dude. He was a weird dude.
An understatement.
Okay, I bet you get this one really quick. You ready? I'm disappointed in you.
That's Inception.
Okay, you got it. Good job, man.
I was trying to think.
It took you too long.
Yeah. I can't hear.
Interstellar would have had shit. Would have had clocks. Turn your headphones up, Deffy.
You're too loud.
That's fair. Okay, how about this one? You might recognize this when it gets to the melody.
I mean, Blade Runner's got to be on this list somewhere.
This is not Blade Runner. It is not Kung Fu Hustle. This is an 80s movie. I honestly can't think of an actor or director that would give it that wouldn't give it away. What was that?
Total Recall?
Nope.
Terminator?
Yep. Terminator.
Terminator.
That's a Terminator theme. All right, what about this one, man?
That's The Exorcist.
Nope. Similar genre. Same genre.
Saw?
Nope. Too late. Chat spamming it. They all know. It's not Resident Evil, no.
The other one, though.
Mike Myers.
Halloween?
Halloween, dude, you got it. You got it, dude.
This is just a rip of The Exorcist theme.
What's up, Fresh? Okay, how about this one, man? You've heard the song, may not know the movie.
Yeah, this is Chariots of Fire.
Hey, nice job, dude. You got it right away. Okay, what about this one, dude?
What's it from? Chariots of Fire?
Yes.
That's a movie?
Yes. Come on, man.
This is Batman.
Nope, not Batman.
Dark Knight.
Nope, not Dark Knight.
Matrix.
Matrix, dude. I love this theme, by the way. So
that's,
good.
That is really good.
So good.
All
right. About
we
this
just
one.
Watched all the John Wick movies again.
I've never seen a John Wick movie.
They're really good, yeah. Action-wise. I mean, if you don't like literally 10-minute scenes of just action,
yeah,
then I wouldn't watch it.
But. I love the Matrix. I'm so mad, by the way. Remember how I was watching the entire Matrix trilogy?
Mm-hmm.
I watched 1, 2, and like 3, and half of 3, and then they took it off Netflix, and I never got to finish 3. You know how mad I am about that, dude?
That's stupid.
Sucks.
I don't get why they take things off.
Why do they take things off?
I don't know.
Okay, what about this one?
James Bond.
Easy, dude. Easy. Okay, what about this one? Come on, man.
This Shining?
Nope. Same genre.
Psycho?
You got it, dude. Psycho. What about this one?
That's The Exorcist.
That's The Exorcist. Nice job, dude. I don't know if you'll get this one.
This sounds too old.
Modern remakes, though. Hammy got it right away.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
He's gonna fight King Kong.
Godzilla?
Godzilla, dude.
This is a Godzilla?
This is the Godzilla theme.
That's weird.
Okay, what about this one? You should get this one, too, I bet.
That's Up.
That's Up. Nice job, dude. Okay, I bet you'll get this one as well. It's silent.
Jaws.
Nice job, dude. You didn't even have to hear it, really. Good job. Okay, that last one... We're going to click Hammies too. But this last one, I don't know what it is, to be honest. I've heard the song.
Huh? Huh? Ah! I thought I was Kill Bill.
This is Dick Dale and his Deltones, Surfer's Choice. But yeah, it's Pulp Fiction, right?
That's it, yeah.
So this goes into the same category. This goes into the same category as... Where is it at?
Oh,
This goes in the same category as this, right? Like, is Tarantino influenced music as much as he has movies?
I mean, maybe.
That's kind of crazy, right? Okay, let me click these two links from Hammy, because I honestly don't know what they are, so... I'm going to scroll up here. I think they're gone. People chatted too much. Here's one. I don't think I have the first one. Okay, well, we already heard this one, Hammy. So that one was on the list.
What the fuck was it?
Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And then this one. He says, I don't think he'll get this one. Oh, dude.
Blade Runner.
Not Blade Runner. There was no Blade Runner on the list, actually. That's surprising.
Oh, fuck.
Not Interstellar, although it does kind of have that same type of feel to it.
2001?
Nope. 80s movie. Cocaine.
Scarface?
Scarface, dude. Nice job.
Really?
Nice job. I didn't know that movie had a theme. I've never seen Scarface, so... I don't know. But yeah, if you guys want that list, here's the list. But honestly, we should just...
Not all of them?
Let's just play this for 2 hours, and let's not do a show. I mean, right? We could get away with that, right? This song's so good. Like, it's so good, right?
Oh, God.
What if we did... Dude, what if we did... What if we did like this?
What are you doing, Chris?
I'm listening.
Oh.
What if we do like this?
Just leave it going. This is our show now.
Yeah. Come on, horse. Come on, horse. Here we go.
But he owns it at the end, though.
Dude, he does, dude! Okay, alright.
That was fun. I got way more than I thought I was going to.
You did actually really good on that. The Braveheart one, I'm still not sure that you didn't cheat. But
me. I didn't. I swear to God.
I mean, I believe you because your reaction was very genuine.
There was no way to look.
Alright, I gotta pee.
That was just a straight guess. What's wrong with you?
I broke the seal.
Shouldn't have let me pee to begin with. I've had 4 beers, by the way. How many have you had?
3.
Get me another one.
How have you had 4? We're going to watch another trailer chat just because I like it, and I'm assuming you might.
Sam.
I don't know. I don't know how to show the... Oh, no! I don't know how to show the screen. There we go. Got it.
Oh, wait. Sorry. You'll have to move along, hideous goblin. I'm posing dramatically for when the dib shows up.
Yes, Sam, I have seen it. It looks fucking kick-ass. That's what it looks like.
Invader Zim. Evil alien soldier disguised as one of us, sent to infiltrate Earth with his mechanical servants.
Is it the same voice? I mean, you gotta think they got the same voice, right?
And I'm all that stands between Zim and the annihilation of our world.
Oh man, Dib, not the coat.
It makes me look mysterious. Step aside! I've got a Zim to stop!
Oh, is this Invader Zim?
Yeah. I don't know what the floor
is. Where's the beer, man?
I didn't give you one yet.
Pizzas. And then I gotta roll around in them pizzas. And that's the story about how I turn into a giant pizza.
I miss that show.
I've never seen an episode of it. Tell me why I should watch it.
You don't want to.
Okay. Then why do you miss it?
I don't want to, but
then
I
why
just
do you miss
it for little parts like that. I believe that character is called Gurr.
Okay.
And it's so adorable.
It's adorable.
It's adorable. Invader Zim is gross. Like, I just remember the show being gross. Like, there was one time, this is the only memory I have of it that I can remember. He stares into the sun, and then his eyes literally burn out of his skull. And they'd show it to children.
I'm drunk.
And it was really weird. But Gurr, adorable.
I'm
Drink more. Let's go, God, man. Dude. Yeah, these are pretty hard.
these are hitting me real good.
Pretty hard. I'm real hot. That's one of the reason why I'm kind of slowing down here. Agreed, J-Bar. Courage the Cowardly Dog. That show was fucked up.
Just put the fan on your lap, dude.
That's a good idea. I'm getting there. Well, I need to catch up to you and then I'll
Fresh, what's up, man? How you doing? What's up? Orange juice with bits? You mean pulp? I like pulp.
Give me the pulp. Here you go, bud.
Why did you give me two?
I don't know.
What else we got to talk about, man? I don't think I have anything else to look at. I think we're done.
I watched John Wick 3.
I haven't seen John Wick 1 or 2.
They're okay.
Chat, what should we talk about?
You know that Morpheus is in those movies?
Lawrence Fishburne?
Yeah.
Lawrence Fishburne?
He came in the second one.
Okay, that's cool, dude. Does he help people or guide them in some way? Give information? Or direct them?
He does. He literally puts microchips into birds.
Okay.
To where it's a source of internet.
Okay.
Like an off-the-globe, like, non-online internet for, like, the underworld.
Okay.
Because the movies are basically... God damn it.
I hate you, J-Bar. You're the worst. This is what you get, chat. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
Pod champs? Is that Call of Duty? You wouldn't get this from any other guy.
I just want to tell you how I'm feeling.
You giving up there, man? Looks like you gave up. What's wrong, bro? Never gotten Rickrolled before? I'm gonna poke you if you don't start saying words.
Okay, man. Here's what's going on. So last night, Chris, well, technically me first, I played one game of Apex Legends on PC. Okay, my PC doesn't really play games. Okay? So I played it at potato quality. Okay?
Apex?
Yeah, Apex Legends. On PC?
Why?
Well, because Blue was asking me to play with her.
Okay.
Okay? She really likes Chris better, okay, you know, because of, like...
womanhood.
Boob solidarity or whatever,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So Chris started to play. She played one game with a mouse and keyboard, and then I said, just plug it in a controller, it'll be fine. She played with a controller, okay? J-Bar also joined us for their second game together.
Mm-hmm.
And her and Blue and J-Bar won a game. Chris's second game ever on PC, she played with a controller...
And they won.
And here's the best part. She got more kills than J-Bar, homie. Okay?
Wow.
Now, I have a screenshot. And it says, Blue is toxic, 5 kills. Z-Swigs, 4 kills. J-Bar, homie, 1 kill. And I have that.
One?
And I have that.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking I'll add this to my OBS, you know, so when J-Bar comes into my chat when I'm playing Apex, it's like, dude, you suck, you should have used this, you know, I can be like, oh, look at this, Z-Swigs, more kills than J-Bar, homie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I could control the narrative. But then I was like, eh, you know, that's mean.
No.
I'm not going to do that.
Now
I'm going to Photoshop it to make his damage 0. Okay? All right? I'm going to make that damage 4 million. It's going to run off the screen. It's going to be so big. And I'm going to show it every day. Beginning of my stream. It's going to be like, reminder, I'm better than J-Bar, homie. And I'm going to turn it on, and then I'm going to turn it off. This is going to happen every time now.
You're salty, man. You think that Sam Link is a Rickroll?
At this point, I don't care. I'm so mad he got me, dude. Well, Sam's Link isn't really even a Link. Thoughts on this, Colby? I hope this is the sax guy. This is the sax guy, right? Yeah. Colby, what are your thoughts on this, man?
Just look at the fucking title, bro. It's not a sax. But so far, great.
Have you never seen this?
No.
Oh, our camera's gone. I'll turn it back on here. Get ready, dude. Prepared.
That's where this song comes from.
That's where it comes from, man. Look at this dude. This man's a legend.
Why? The internet clings onto the randomest of things.
Dude, this is baller, dude. You don't like this?
It's just some weird European band.
It's from Moldova, yeah, dude. Sounds like a Zelda boss, by the way. Hey, Rachel, what's up? I don't think I've ever seen you here.
This just goes on.
Dude, I could literally listen to this for 20 minutes, dude.
It's definitely not this long in the actual...
No, it's definitely not. Pre-bald Vin Diesel.
Who? That guy?
Oh, I don't want to turn it off.
Please do.
It's kind of hypnotic, right?
It's not.
No?
No.
I'm just drunk.
Yes.
I'm almost ready for number five, by the way.
What the fuck,
dude,
bro?
You got to hurry up.
I mean, I'm almost ready for number five. You got number five right there.
I'm almost ready for number six. What number are you on?
Wait, this is number five, idiot.
Don't call me an idiot.
Isn't it?
Because I don't know how to count to
Isn't
five.
It? Yeah.
This is number five. This is number six.
Yeah.
How many is in the pack?
This is five.
How many is in the pack?
It's 12.
This is fun and not
yeah,
Rickroll.
Two more.
You think I believe you, J-Bar, after all
there's
that?
There's two more. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. You got four over there? Five, six, seven, eight,
is
nine.
Is this a Creed yeah. song?
Okay.
What am I looking at right here? Why are you? Don't laugh at this.
I'm the Lion King. I've got a man.
Okay, can I be honest with you? He's not a good Creed impersonator. I can't.
He's not.
I can't get into
man.
It.
He needs to be down. Talking about his man.
Like that, you know? He needs to be like that. He's too up here. It's not
too
acceptable.
Nasally. Also, is he like a discount, like Weird Al, or what?
Discount Weird Al, dude. I just repeated what you said back to me. I'm out of control. This might be the drunkest I've ever been on the
That's
show.
That's Hoobastank, man. Hoobastank. Stanks.
Out of control?
Yeah, it's a song. Look it up. It's a good song.
I don't want to look up any more songs.
Look it up. I want to hear it.
God. Then you type.
I can't.
Okay, what do you
far.
Want me to type?
Hooba. Hooba. Stank. I got it from here.
Thank you. I hate typing.
Yeah, man.
Oh, what year is this?
Fucking, who knows.
2009?
It was not 2000.
It's earlier than that, right?
Yeah.
What happened to Hoobastank?
I feel like I just saw a new song from them on my Discover
no way.
Playlist. I think so. Me to see,
I look around and it's like I'm blinded. Hoobastank music, dude. 9 years ago. No, oh. 1 year ago. Their most latest video is from 11 months ago. You know, those one-hit wonders, because they had two songs, right?
I think so, yeah.
They had The Reason and another song. I don't remember what it was. But, like, they make so
Out
much...
Control was a pretty big... Yeah, Right Before Your Eyes, Hoobastank.
A new album or what?
This is a new song.
How do those, like...
That one, 2019. I knew I saw one.
That's weird, dude.
Yeah, man, they're still going.
It's really... Okay, this is a really stupid thought. But it's like they like making music.
Who would have guessed? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, it does. You know what I mean, though? Like, I feel like so many artists make songs that get rich, they stop making songs.
Yeah.
Like, Rick Astley, what's he done?
He ain't done shit.
He hasn't done
what's
nothing.
Lil Wayne done, bro? He walked off exactly. a Blink-182 concert.
Right.
Tour.
Like, he's got enough money. I'm done. I'm just going to spend money the rest of my life. Like,
you ever get to a point when you're so drunk it's hard to breathe?
Dude, I literally forget how to drink liquor when I get drunk enough. Because I don't know if I drink in between breaths. Like, I don't know if I breathe in and then drink. Or if I breathe out and drink. That's where I get.
Well, now we have to find out.
Well, you breathe in.
No, I breathe out.
No, I breathe in.
I breathe out when I'm drinking.
You breathe in, take a drink, then you breathe out. You breathe out while you drink?
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me...
in between gulps. It's gulp, breathe out. Gulp,
no.
breathe out.
Then you get, like, air on your hands, man. You don't want that. Why is that funny? That's not funny.
Air on your hands?
You get air on your hands.
You not like having air on your hands?
No!
Bro?
Who wants air on their hands, man? Ow! Why'd you slap me?
Is it wet?
It was! Why was it wet?
It's just like, that's worse than having air on your hands, isn't it?
Did you lick your hand and then slap me?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do this for you.
What is wrong with you?
You need a bigger clip.
Did you just click the clip button? So you would get your own clip of you slapping my hand wet?
That was funny.
Was it?
I think there's too much sugar in these. I've never been this hot off of Miller Lights. Never.
What, you think sugar makes you hot?
Yeah, it makes my heart race.
Dude, what do you think my heart rate is?
You got your Apple Watch on?
No.
Let's try it out, man. Let's see what our heart rates are.
Mine's fucking a lot right now, I can tell you
13
that.
Minutes ago, my heart rate was 135.
Is that high?
It's pretty hot! 135! Yeah, that's high!
It's that high. It's 118 right now. Me sitting in a chair, my heart rate's 118. Let's see what yours is, dude. Come on.
Dude, mine is fucked.
Come on, put it on.
You have a code?
Yeah, it has to for Apple Pay, man. Don't judge me.
How you doing?
Let's see what yours is, dude.
I don't know, man. Why does it take
so feels like cheating.
111.
Oh, my God. That's way worse for you, honestly.
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, my heart rate is usually resting around, like, 80 to 90. So, like, and mine's at 118. You're at 111. What's going on over there, man? Are you okay?
I might need a doctor. Like, this red
you
is
are
not,
very red.
Is not just from the
You're
light.
Very red.
I know.
You're very red.
I'm really hot.
Yeah.
So... hot
put the
hair.
Fan on your body, dude. Why
need,
is it down there on
I
the floor?
I need one of those personal air conditioners that I was telling you about.
Why? Stop that! Why would you do that to our listeners, man? Really good resting rates. You know, your calorie intake should only be 4,000 to 1,500 calories. Look at me, J-Bar homie. I look good and I'm thin. I'm not obese like Seth.
Those are the headphones, man.
The headphones are what's doing it?
God, my ears are the source of my body temperature, okay?
God, I hate J-Bar right now, dude. Why is
dude,
he hating on me?
He's roasting you, man.
He's roasting me. Why is
he's
he roasting me?
He's getting up your butt. He's just like, yeah. Except he's got spikes, so it's not enjoyable.
What is wrong with you? Why are you just laughing?
No reason.
Oh, man. Okay, what's up, dudes? How you doing? Show's over. We ended 10 minutes ago. Right? One time, me and Coley had to sneak and turn off a podcast. Look. They shouldn't have done that. Okay, that was some great content right there. Okay? You remember that show? That's when I poured that Diet Coke from like a million feet high.
A million feet? It was like 2 feet.
That's pretty high, though.
It's still splattered everywhere.
Can you not put the fan directly? He can't hear it. He's not wearing his headphones. He doesn't know how bad it sounds. I was like, he's doing it as a joke. And then I was like, this has gone on way too long to be a joke. And then I realized he's not wearing his headphones. He can't hear how horrible it sounds. Colby is destroyed right now. Look at his face. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't breathe.
How many beers we got left in there, man?
Two. Like, I'm not even that drunk. It's just my body is reacting very negatively to whatever the fuck this alcohol is.
I'm going to be honest with you, chat. I'm really drunk, and there's no way that he's not.
I mean, I've been drunker.
So have I. That doesn't mean you're not drunk.
I have never felt this bad, though. It's because of the fucking sugar.
We got one left.
There's sugar and alcohol do not mix together. No. You have two.
Colby's got red. What do you mean I got two?
This one's mine.
I have five over here,
that
man.
That one's yours.
No. No. These are your two. You got to catch up. Your face is like breaking out in hives. I'm not even lying. I'm worried
about
your face. Yes,
it's hot in here.
Can you see it on this camera?
It's so
Look at his
hot.
Face. Look at my face. No, but seriously, look at Colby's face.
It's so fucking hot.
What's wrong with your face?
Dude, it doesn't like this.
You don't have to drink it, man. I'm worried you're gonna die.
You need to take a deep breath.
Nah.
And relax. Yoga.
Dude, I wish I had the monkeys on this stream, dude. Have you ever seen my monkeys on Z-Swigs?
No.
Okay, well, you don't need to be rude. You could have just said no.
It's really bad.
Is it daytime where you are? Yes, it's 3:46 p.m. Okay, so I have... maybe I'd be able to set it up. You know, I'm just going to show you the video. Can I just show you the video, dude?
I don't care, yes.
Okay, well, you should care a little.
I don't care at all about you or life.
Why are you so mean?
Or anything. My face is red.
What's it to do with anything, dude?
Everything.
Okay, so on my stream, I show these monkeys when I get rage filled, and like, and now the production quality is not going to be as good, clearly, okay? Because on my stream, it like zooms in on my face and it's like semi transparent, but I'll try
it. Zoom in,
dude, because I am an OBS god, dude.
Oh god, I still have some of the last one.
Here, look at this.
That is a very zen monkey.
Dude, look at these monkeys. All right, hold on. Hold on. I gotta make it transparent.
Since when did you do this?
I don't know. Months ago, dude. Can I, like, make it opacity? 50%. Okay.
Why is the opacity on color correction?
Dude, don't ask questions. I don't know. Where's the monkeys at? Media source. Advanced audio, media source, monitor only. Okay,
that's
see?
Terrifying.
Okay, so see, we put the monkeys on. Then we can just breathe in the monkeys.
Why don't we have any of this for our show?
We do now? You literally just listen to the audio. It feels good, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's very chill. My eyes aren't even open, but they totally are open.
Like, the monkeys are like, you know, I need to see the monkeys a little better. I feel like our faces are popping out of them too much, you know. There we go.
You can be like one with
them. Yeah, dude. I'll be honest. I licked the monkey's butt.
Done that?
Well... If you watch really closely here at the beginning, like...
Oh, no, I saw the monkey's
butt. About 10 seconds in, yeah, there's the monkey's butt, and I always lick it. So it's going to be on your side, though, so you might want to lick the butt here in a second. You're ready. Here it comes, man. He's going to stand up. Butt's going to be visible. Get to licking.
I think you turned it up too much. I don't think you saw me.
You ever just, like... wish you were an animal. Like, there's always that impending doom that, like, you know, a tiger could come and eat you. But, like, we live in America. Like, there's always that impending doom. Like, a shopping mall could get shot up, you know? Like, but look at these monkeys. They don't have bills. They don't have rent.
I would so much rather be a monkey.
Like, right, they just
now
get to sit naked and have, like, a weird orgy in the middle of a hot spring.
They don't drink alcohol and then feel like they're gonna die of claustrophobia because...
Was the walls closing in on you, dude?
I just can't breathe.
I feel great, if I'm being honest.
I think it's the e-cig.
Look at that monkey, dude. He looks more relaxed than I've ever been in my life.
Dude, he's in a hot spring. Of course he is.
Would you go to a hot spring?
Fuck yeah.
What if it was a nude hot spring? Would you do it?
Yeah.
Britt wouldn't let you.
Britt can suck it.
Dude, I kind of want to go to a hot spring. I told Vaxis, one of my chatters at my channel, who he lives in Finland, and like hot springs are like a cultural thing over there. I would go to Finland and get naked in this hot spring like a second, you know. Sounds great, dude. I would love to trade life with my cat. He sleeps all day. Yeah. That's great. I don't like that our names are appearing over this.
Sam, what are you talking about? I literally just talked to a dude from here who traveled to Europe. He went to Spain. He went to Italy. He went to...
Can I pause this real quick and be very clear that Sam said Iceland explicitly, and you have yet to name Iceland?
That's what I'm saying. He flew into Iceland.
Well, you didn't mention that
then
part.
Then fly to those other countries.
I don't like
and
that
he
our
said
ads
that
are
was the cheapest
list
way. J-Bar, I stream all the time. Like, literally all the time. See, the thing is, that's an old Twitch account. I got another one.
I gotta pee again.
Except it's exclusively on Chatterbait. And no one in this stream is welcome. Just live in the monkeys, guys. My heart feels like it's gonna beat out of my chest. Does anyone else feel that way? Drinking sugary fucking drinks. I hate it. Chris, save me! Come drink this last beer. It's watermelon flavored. You'd love it. You haven't shown up yet, so... there you go.
Colby! You're the color of your shirt. Here, drink mine.
All right, I'll switch it. That works. I'll take it. This is like water to me, so I feel like it will help.
Why's Chris in here?
Oh.
What do you mean you switch beers?
You're gonna regret that because it's not good.
What the fuck?
What do you mean you switch beers?
Well, he didn't.
Can we turn off the monkeys?
The worst thing in the world.
This is good. I like it. What are you drinking?
The watermelon.
That's not bad.
No, it's gross as fuck.
Do you want to try? Like, I mean, I've drank out of it, but do you want to try
Colby,
the
you
apple?
Are so red.
I told him he's the color of his shirt.
It's the sugar, bro.
Why do you have two open?
I don't. You opened that one.
Well, yeah, but you had it in your hand.
It was waiting for me to drink next.
This one's much better.
I mean, you can finish it if you want. I don't care. Because
I
ain't.
I like it.
See, now I got water, everybody. I got water.
Coors is good, dude.
Coors is good.
I know, but it's my water.
Chris, what are you doing in here?
I was drinking Coors all night.
Colby yelled, come save
fucking
me.
Stay. Fuck this guy.
No!
It's the Seth, Chris, and Colby show now.
No! Come on.
That rolls off the tongue so well, it's not even funny.
Leave!
Also, Kay sending me saucy tongue.
I don't give a Siamese twin what's happening outside of this program. We got 7 minutes. We're going to limp to the finish line. Get out.
You know you care about sex.
Get out! I love you.
I love you.
Get out!
Can we listen to my song? You clicked out of it so fast.
Hoobastank!
Yes!
Why are you screaming, dude? Did you calm down?
You screamed.
First of all, I had screamed with good mic technique.
This is so much better.
I'm so disappointed in you. What's the ABV on that?
4.2.
You're disgusting, all right?
Where is it at? Yeah, 4.2.
I thought you were a man.
I'm a man when it comes to beer.
What's this?
Not that shit.
This is beer, dude.
Not that fucking heart attack. That's a heart attack in a can. This whole box, you drank that.
I'm gonna fucking murder you! Do you want to know why I'm so red? It's from screaming.
I don't think it is.
Now it is.
It's very, you're very red. Can I touch your face? I want to see how hot it is. Oh my god! It's like touching an oven. So hey, everybody, welcome.
I had food.
What?
I had a Chipotle chicken sandwich. It's really good.
A Chipotle chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's not a chicken sandwich from Chipotle, right?
No.
Where'd you get a Chipotle chicken sandwich from?
McAllister's.
Dude. I don't know why that makes me mad.
Yeah, why does that make
me? I don't know. I'm just mad at it. It's like, of course you went to McAllister's Deli.
Like, why? Of course.
Chad, who has a McAllister's Deli where they live? Does anyone? Did I say McAllister's, by the way?
You said it right. We're both okay. God, man.
You tired? You sleepy?
Now.
Sam doesn't. I mean, Fresh doesn't. They're from the same continent. J-Bar does, okay. Like, J-Bar, does it make you a little mad that Colby went to McAllister's? I don't know why it makes me mad. It makes me a little mad.
Why does it make you mad?
I don't know. I just don't feel like you're a McAllister's man. Like, what's your side you get?
What'd Brit
you...
is. I got mac and cheese.
Brit's a McAllister man?
Yeah.
He got mac and cheese.
He's got a bigger penis than I got, for sure.
She is in the user list, so. Do you think she's watching?
She's fine.
No chance, right?
She's
can you spy
in
on
bed,
her?
Watching, doing laundry.
Though. She's not watching us, though, right?
Probably on her phone.
The Reuben?
J-Bar,
I don't think I've ever had a Reuben.
Planning a wedding, I don't know.
I'm going to be honest, rye bread kind of scares me. Like, is rye bread good? What's it taste like? Do you guys have a KFC? Sam, this is America. Of course we got a KFC. Of course. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Let's get some come on bros in the chat. Britt, don't be here. Do you see your man's face right now? Oh, it's this one. Oh, no.
He messed up.
There he is.
Do you see this vein that's, like, right here? It's popping out of the head.
Oh, that hurt.
Why did you do it?
I don't know. You know how bad my neck hurts right now? Why am I the only one on screen?
I'm done. That's six. Oh, McAllister's Baker potatoes are good. In from Chris.
You know what I had for the first time last night?
Anal.
I wish. Fucking potato salad. It's the first time I've ever had potato salad. It was pretty good.
Yeah, you don't say?
Yeah, it's pretty good. What's in potato salad? I don't think I want to know.
Well, it depends. You can usually make potato salad
it's
with mustard or mayonnaise.
It's from Hogwild.
It's probably mustard now.
I would guess mayonnaise because it was white.
Okay, then mayonnaise, yeah. Are you okay? It's
I can't here, breathe.
Can you do me a favor? Don't talk, just breathe.
This isn't exaggerated either.
No, I know it's not. It's probably got potatoes, Colby. All right, man. Well, I'm done.
Thanks, Fresh. It's not four yet.
How many beers have you had?
Five.
Get to going.
That's really bad. No, it's actually four and a half.
That's pathetic. I'm already done with six.
It really is.
J-Bar says, hold on, I've got something. Wow, Chris, you made Chris drink the rest of your beers? Pathetic,
yeah.
Dude.
She'll like it more than me. I hate sugar. You know the last time I had sugar?
No.
I can't remember.
I don't even know what you're saying right
now,
dude.
The last time I had sugar. Okay, the last time I had straight something sweet, specifically dessert or snack. You staring at my nipple?
I sure am.
Why?
It's poking.
Yeah, they've been... His shirt... Oh, my God.
The worst... worst part or the best part is that I hear you just heavily breathing over there while you're like, you okay, man?
Yeah.
I feel like we should end the show because you're about to die.
I'm good.
How are you going to drive home?
It's like a minute away, bro. I got this. Plus, fresh air will probably do me good. It's like stink farm in here. I'm just getting ass whiff over here.
You are not!
Shut up. Your ass leaks. Fluids. That's pretty good Photoshop. I'll give you that.
Yeah, J-Bar's got a good photo. Man, he made the tiny face one too, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's still my cover art on Discord.
Should we end?
Cover art.
It's four now. Are you happy?
Yes.
You feel like you're giving the people enough content?
Yep.
Okay.
We fulfilled our obligations.
We have?
I mean, I don't think we ever like said time frames.
No. The Sunday episode, we can do every episode, we can do whatever we want.
Ugh. I just need to burp a lot.
All right, we'll get it out, man.
I can't.
I'll wrap up the show. Okay, you just focus on your breathing.
I'm trying to swallow air.
Okay. Hey guys, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for being here. Seth and Colby Show will be back Thursday. And then we'll actually do Colby Plays Games on Thursday because he fixed the microphone. It's clearly fixed. And we also will have a new light bulb. So we're definitely going to do Colby Plays Games on Thursday. So check tomorrow. RaptorTeeth.live/CPP. Why are you doing this? Stop this.
I broke it. It's broken. I can't play games anymore. Look at it. I broke it.
I will buy a new mic so Colby can play games. Okay? You just unplugged it. It's down here. It's down here. Twist that. Okay, great. So that's going to happen. So yeah, thanks for watching. We'll be back Thursday. 8 p.m. Eastern time.
There you go.
He's rubbing that on his crotch, chat. SethandColby.com for everything. If you want to rewatch this episode or listen to it on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. If you want to buy some merch, SethandColby.com, all the social media. But otherwise, we'll be here Thursday, the regular time, 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. not Eastern, after that. Thanks for hanging out today, chat. Appreciate it. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend. And we'll see you on Thursday.
We'll see you then.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.